Bava Kama, Perek Zion, Mishnah Aleph. Before we begin Perek Zion, I want to tell a little bit about it. We're really beginning, although we've already been through 6 of the 10 Prakim, really now begins the second half of the Masechta. Second half in the sense that we're moving to pretty much a different subject matter. We're talking about the laws of theft, robbery, and direct damage from a person over through these next Prakim. Now, the 7th parak that we're about to begin deals specifically with the laws of geneva, of theft, as opposed to the laws of gezela, which is robbery. The difference between theft and robbery is theft is done surreptitiously. The victim doesn't know that he's being theft is happening. Robbery is more explicit. He directly takes something out of the hand of another person. The Mishnah introduces us to 2 types of penalties that exist in theft, in geneva. There's a basic penalty, and that penalty is called kefel. And that is to say, we've mentioned this before, that when somebody steals something from another person, he has to pay kefel. When he's caught, he has to pay double the value. It's a penalty of 100%. The second penalty that we're going to deal with is if somebody steals a ox or a sheep. If he steals either of those items and he either sells the item or he shechts the item, he slaughters it. If he does either of those things, then if he steals a ox, a bovine animal, then he has to pay 5 times the amount of that animal. And if it's a tzon, if it's a sheep, then he pays 4 times the amount. The Mishnah begins by telling us that there are far more instances of kefel, of paying double, than there is 4 and 5. The Mishnah begins, Meruba midas tashlume kefel, mimidas tashlume arba v'chamisha. There are significantly more cases of times when you pay kefel, double the amount, than when you have to pay 4 or 5. Shemidas tashlume kefel noheges, bein bedavar sheyesh baruachayim, uvein bedavar sheyein baruachayim. That the having to pay double is effective whether or not you're dealing with a living creature, or even if it's an inanimate object. Whatever it is that you steal, if you get caught, you have to pay double the amount. However, umidas tashlumei arba v'chamisha, however, paying the amount 4 times or 5 times the amount, einenu heges ela b'shor v'aseh belvad, only applied to a scenario where one has stolen or slaughtered a shor v'aseh, an ox or a sheep. Only in those cases. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, ki yignov ish shor oseh, utuvacha o mecharo. If a person steals a shor, an ox or a sheep, and he slaughters it or he sells it, then he has to pay 4 times the amount for the sheep and 5 times the amount for the shor. And the fact that it said it doubles the expression of shor and seh, the Gemara learns out from that it's specifically a shor v'seh and no other type of item and no other type of animal. Now the Mishnah tells us that if a person steals from the original owner, then he has to pay kefil and he has to pay 4 and 5, but not when if he steals from a thief. Ein ha-gonev achar ha-ganav mishalem tashlumei kefil. If you steal from a thief who stole an item, and then you steal that item from him, you do not pay tashlumei kefil. The Torah learns this out from the fact that it says, if it's stolen from the house of the owner, of the person who owns it, if you steal it from the house of the ganav, you're not liable to have to pay kefel to the person who original owner, because it was stolen from the house of the ganav. Of course, the ganav you don't pay double to, because he doesn't even own the item. And not only that, but even if the original owners have given up hope, they have yush, but that's not significant enough for the ganav to become the new owner of the object, because we know yush b'chdi lo kani. Yush alone is not kona, the object, unless there's a shina rishus, unless it's also changed hands, and until it has to change hands prior to you stealing it. The Mishnah concludes that v'lo ha-toveach v'lo ha-mocher achar ganav mishalem tashlumei arba v'chamisha. Also, in the same way, someone who slaughters, shechts, or sells shor or tzon from a ganav, he also does not pay tashlumei arba v'chamisha. And the reason for that is because simply once you do not pay tashlumei kefil, as we already explained, the only time the Torah penalizes a person 4 and 5, if it's 4 and 5, if you're going to remove the kefil, because we already proved that you don't pay kefil, you don't pay a penalty of 3 and 4, which is all that would be left once you remove the kefil.